This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I hope that people feel a sense of honesty in my music. And I wanted to write music that ideally would feel uplifting and meaningful to people without being sentimental or superficial.
That's how Norwegian-born American composer Ole Yalo describes his music. Now with the release of his new self-titled recording on Decca, you can experience it for yourself. What's special about this recording is it offers a portrait of Ole Yalo as a composer, a pianist, and as a lover of choral music.
I always just wanted to play piano with choirs, so I started writing quite a lot of pieces for choir and piano, but I often feel like adding a string quartet really adds something to that texture. Because piano is a very different timbre from choir. And I think strings kind of bridge that sonic gap a little bit between piano and choir and kind of reinforces both.
Two unique British choirs are featured on this new release, Vacis 8 and Tenebrae. The Chamber Orchestra of London adds the lush symphonic textures that Ola loves so much. He also told me his favorite instrument is guitar, so he added a really cool guitar part to the piece, The Lake Isle.
And I have a really good friend who would record a bunch of guitar grooves that he would just improvise for me, and then that would kind of start me off as an inspiration. And he's also playing on the recording. But I like the reinforcement of having the piano and guitar double each other and the steadiness that gives to the accompaniment under the choir and strings.
Along with the guitar, Ola also makes very effective use of cello, and it's cellist Matthew Sharp who adds the very evocative sound to a piece called Serenity, O Magnum Mysterium.
It's the instrument that is the closest to the human voice, and so I guess there's a very natural affinity there. But he's also a very special player. He plays like a soloist.
Ole Yalo also likes to compose music that brings out the incredible beauty of his homeland. Tundra is one of those works. It features lyrics by Ola's favorite poet, Tony Silvestri, and it reflects an area close to the little town called Yalo, which is where Ola's father is from.
And close to there is a beautiful mountain plateau called the Hardangervidda, which is the largest mountain plateau in Northern Europe, and has this incredibly austere, gorgeous scenery, and parts of it is tundra. And so I wanted to kind of describe that in music. So I sent a bunch of pictures to Tony of that area, and he wrote the text, you know, based on that.
Portrait of Ole Yalo's homeland and the composer himself on a brand new self-titled recording. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.